Track 7, more news stories. Tynmouth Mental Health Board unveiled. Tynmouth Town Council has officially launched a community wellbeing board outside the town's train station. The board will provide information about groups and organisations that provide help and guidance to anyone having a tough time with life. The initiative was developed by Town Councillor Dan Comer. Having faced personal loss himself, Councillor Comer was keen to signpost useful and supportive resources to anyone in the community who might be facing difficulties or be in distress. "I started this project because we've lost too many young men in the area," he said, "and I wanted to raise awareness of the groups that men can reach out to for help and support. This will be a valuable tool for the town, offering discreet support and making a significant impact on the community," added Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams. "Tynmouth Town Council is very proud to present this crucial resource to the community and extends its thanks to Councillor Comer for all of his dedication and hard work in launching this project. The notice board will include emergency contact numbers for local and national mental health helplines, information about nearby counselling centres and mental health services, tips on managing stress and anxiety, inspirational quotes and messages aimed at boosting morale and promoting positivity, and announcements about upcoming mental health events, workshops and support groups. Anyone wishing to add information to the board should contact Councillor Comer by email. In 2023, there were 8 suicide deaths registered in Teignbridge, according to the Office for National Statistics. This was down from 14 in 2022. However, nationally, the number of suicides increased by 8% from 5,642 in 2022 to 6,069 in 2023.
Dartmoor Authority's new partnership board. Dartmoor National Park Authority has agreed to support the creation of a new board to lead the review and delivery of Dartmoor's partnership plan. The board, drawn from the public, charitable, farming and recreation sectors, will drive forward statutory work and ongoing priorities to make Dartmoor climate resilient, nature friendly, culturally rich, well managed and welcoming for all. The go-ahead, given by the authority at its meeting on Friday, May the 9th, formally kickstarts work on reviewing the partnership plan to ensure its actions remain ambitious, innovative and relevant. Because the authority is legally responsible for preparing and producing the plan, its chairman, Pamela Woods, will serve as chair of the partnership board. Ms. Woods said, "I'm delighted to chair this newly formed board. Partnership working has already been crucial in supporting activities that make Dartmoor a better place. Together, we can build on our achievements to steer the work of the review and ensure the updated partnership plan reflects our collective ambitions for this special landscape."
Tell Council your views on its green spaces. Teignbridge District Council are urging residents to tell them how they feel about the district's green spaces. Across the district, they are looking after a wide range of green and open spaces, including countryside parks, town parks, nature reserves, and suitable alternative natural green spaces, or SANGs as they are known. A spokesperson for TDC said, "We manage and maintain these spaces, and each year we ask for feedback so that we can improve and make changes in the service we provide. We would love to know your thoughts from whether they are a safe and inviting place to visiting to the signage and maintenance. The survey is open until noon on Monday, September the 30th.
Teignbridge in the top 20 for recycling. Teambridge is in the top 20 councils nationwide for dealing with waste because of its Golden Nugget Recycling Centre. Teambridge Council's Overview and Scrutiny Committee heard the district is on track to meet its recycling targets thanks to the efforts of residents and the team at the Newton Abbott Recycling Centre. Councillor Peter Williams, Executive Member for Environmental Services, said recycling rates are rising again and continue to climb steadily. He said, "We are in the top 20 for recycling, and we have one of the best organised and run units in the country. It really is a golden nugget. The teams have been absolutely brilliant." Councillor Williams said Teambridge is in the middle of a trial to recycle Tetra Pak containers, commonly used for milk and fruit juices. So far, 5,000 homes have been given the chance to recycle such items.
Dog day out for special carnival event. Massage therapy, grooming and first aid for pets are all part of a bumper day out for dogs. Pooches and their owners are invited to a special day just for dogs organised by Dawlish Celebrates Carnival. The packed day includes a host of activities and demonstrations. Ruth Haynes will be on hand showing off the new activity of man trailing and scent skills. A dog agility show will be run by Canine Capers, and pet first aid will be demonstrated by staff from Bay Vets. Dog behaviourist and trainer Sally Lewis will be explaining what's my dog saying. In addition, there will be demonstrations of dog grooming by staff from Barking Lovely. In the main arena, Donna Bond will be displaying scent work for all dogs along with Liz Cox from The Dog Knows. Dawn Spence from Dog Geeks will be explaining how to understand and boost a dog's nutrition easily and cost-effectively. Throughout the day, there will be inflatables and face painting and more than 39 stalls for dog owners to enjoy. Refreshments will also be available throughout the day. The grand finale will be the hugely popular dog show, which starts at 2 p.m. A host of classes mean any dog can enter. These include puppies, tricky teens, all the lads, all the lasses, and the not quite seniors. Not to be forgotten, there are also classes for the golden oldies and rescue dogs. The Dawlish Celebrates Carnival Loves Dogs Day takes place on Sunday, June the 1st at Warren Farm, Dawlish Warren, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry is free, with a £1 charge for cars and a £1 entry to the dog show. All dogs must be on leads.